Five Rolls, a Fallout tabletop podcast.
Let's go!
And welcome to Rad Rolls. We find our crew freshly escaped from the Vault of Judgment. Vault of Judgment, in which they had a number of different challenges and games that they needed to play in order to escape, finally putting them in a position where they had to choose if they were to become the game masters or stay there forever. And by a certain loophole of killing one of their companions, they managed to exit the vault through a pneumatic tube that has thrust them into the Stormlands. The location that you're at is outside of this giant pipe. You all you're not injured, but you find yourselves in front of this field of flowers. And the flowers are very, they have like red like faces with little teeth around them with petals that come out the side, yellow petals. They're tall. They're about, I would say, like 8 feet tall. And they're kind of like looking around and chomping at things in the air. The air is really, really windy. Things are blowing around. Things stop and sudden pressure changes. The sky itself is incredibly cloudy, and it's almost like this greenish hue as like this like green light peeks through the parts where the clouds connect. In front of this flower field, you see almost this like small town in the distance from where you're at. To the, I would say, the right side of you, you see a desert that you probably could go into if you needed to, but it seems like the flower field is the one thing that's stopping you getting into the city itself. Remember that you all have bomb collars strapped to your neck that seem to activate when you are around the hangman, I believe his name was, who was the judge for your original ceremony. Those seem to activate and have something special to do with him. And that's really your only hook. I've listed out a map. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see where they're going to go. It's on one of our panes, and we'll get on with it. So I will set the scene. Now you all can choose your direction and find your destiny.
North.
North.
That's the bomb collars explode. They explode.
I'm just going to ignore I'm going to ignore the driver's meeting and just.
Well, you know, this map doesn't have any kind of like directional indicator, so map north might
what
actually.
What compass actually works?
Down.
What compass actually works?
Not in this storm, the compasses are like Jack Sparrows, so they will only point to whatever I decide to railroad.
Our heart's desire.
Yes.
Which probably happens to be
in the direction opposite
the
that large, scary sunflower looming over us.
Either that or maybe vault. I don't know. What? Okay,
we came from the vault.
We came from the hole.
We came from the hole.
Yeah. Do we want to go back to where the hole maybe came from?
All right.
Only if we get to kill them.
I'm going to go into character, and I'm going to ask our game master a question. We have been ejected out of this hole. We're in a field of what appears to be carnivorous sunflowers, which we created during our quiet year game.
Yes.
The sky looks weird. It feels weird because of the pressure differences, so I'm guessing we're getting buffeted by wind here and there and everywhere. But it sounds like there was some hint of civilization.
Yes. Beyond the flowers, you can see the hints of civilization.
Okay. As weird as it feels out here, maybe the hint of civilization might be a good direction to go.
Yeah, that I'm not a big fan of this weather.
I'm not really either. It feels really weird.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the civilization as is so far, but I don't really see that we have much of a choice.
Okay, maybe the above ground civilization's better than the whole civilization.
Didn't know you were an optimist.
Even carbon ejects an electron every now and then, so.
So this field of flowers that's in front of you are these giant stalk plants that are kind of like, think of like Mario Piranha plants, like that's what I'm imagining, but in sunflower variety.
Ooh.
They're just kind of like chomping at the air. They don't have any eyes. They're not like, they can't see you. They just like are reaching out and feeling. They have feeling. They have feelings, I swear. The plants have feelings. But they're kind of reaching out and chomping at whatever they can get within the air, whatever lands there.
Excellent.
And it's played... probably a good, I would say, half a football field deep, I would say, is what you would have to cross.
Excellent. Have you played Super Mario Wonder?
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't beat it, but yes.
Okay, but you've probably played the first few levels, and one of the first things that happens is the Piranha Parade musical.
Yeah, this is not a musical.
If I spin a luck point, could it turn into a musical?
No.
We're not going to get Piranha Parade. Okay.
No. All right. No. You can add a radio that will just play music for your own ears. If you want to spend a luck point on that, I'll allow.
I don't need a luck point for my imagination.
Come on.
I can imagine any music in my head. Are they mobile? Like, okay, I think of, like, when I think of a carnivorous plant in the piranha plant style Mario, they're kind of stationary and have like verticality. And can right. snap they're around like a radius sort of dictated by their roots, but they aren't right. like uprooting and walking around.
No, they are like the Ocarina of Time plants in the Deku Woods. Like they're just like coming out with their little okay, mouths.
This is a spicy corn maze. Spicy corn maze. Got it.
Yes.
Okay, so they cannot move. They're rooted to the ground. But anything near them that might be considered fertilizer, they can Venus flytrap and grab and suck down, maybe.
Yes.
Okay, so let's stay away from those things.
Yeah, is there an obvious path? Or is it kind of like a full... like?
It is... there's no obvious path. Through it, you would have to... solve this puzzle, and then you will get my prize. Mwahaha.
I have a thought. I'm going to, what would Fab do?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
And I think I know what would Fab do.
Set everything on fire. And then
we do have a flamer.
We do okay. have a flamer.
Now,
who wants the flamer? I don't want it.
Wouldn't it be cool if the Robo Brain had a flamer? Wouldn't that scare all of humanity? Isn't that humanity's worst fear? And do we not want to see it come to fruition?
It also just feels right.
We're living in a literal hellscape created by
itself.
A post-apocalyptic explosion of nuclear energy, and you're like,
listen, no. It's not a hellscape, okay? This is a blessing. This is a blessing.
A blessing. That sounds kind of like.
It's okay.
Do not say the C word.
He's okay. He's all right. Don't. We're not saying the C word.
Okay.
Ulti K talk.
Respect his origin story, and yes, I think Punchy needs the flamer. Do you want me to? I can rig it so it's attached. The nozzle can be attached to one of your arms.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got that kind of mechanic skill there, Hazel?
She doesn't.
Absolutely she does not. But I'm willing to give it a try.
How bad could it go? You remember I told you about the train situation?
Okay, so I tried to put rockets on the train. It's worked before.
Here's what you're gonna do in order to succeed this plan. I will have a difficulty. I will see a difficulty 3 intelligence plus big guns from Punchy, but I will allow Hazel to assist with that.
Cool.
It's a difficulty 3. So essentially, you're just trying to carve like a path through it. Like you're just trying to Boy right. Scout.
Intelligence and big guns. Okay. I have no big guns, but I am kind of smart. So
I will I'll throw out there that we currently have 9 action points.
Okay. So I'm doing a 1d20 to help out.
Yeah, that's the standard assist.
Okay.
Hey.
All right.
There's a bonus now. Punchy. How hard would you like to succeed? Would you like to spend 1 AP?
Succeed quite a bit.
Okay. How about we spend 3 AP so you get 2 bonus dice and you already have a success from Hazel?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Let's give this a shot.
10 intelligence? Jesus Christ.
No,
it's a robo brain.
I'm the nerd, guys.
And she landed in. She landed with this idiot sausage party.
Whoa, Jesus, dude! Come on.
Wow. Do you have any luck points?
That's a lot of luck. That's too many.
Only rerolls 1.
Yep.
Okay, I've never seen that much trash before.
That is
okay. Awful. So
I mean, it's impressive.
Hazel got a
welcome to the idiot sausage party.
Punchy Bahoon rolled a 15, a 16, 11, and a 14, all way above the 7 that he needed for 0 successes, burning AP in the process. Wow. All right.
Well, it doesn't work.
But he has 1, so it didn't explode.
That's true. That is a good
point.
And no crit fails or anything like that. Like, it's just...
I can't figure out how to...
Who among us has used a flamer before?
Oh, apparently...
I can build a campfire.
Oh, all right. So what is happening with Punchy is
here.
Punchy has this installed on him. It is like set up for him, but it just like he cannot figure out how to fire the gosh darn thing. This is a man of Tommy guns, not a man of.
So it's, Punchy,
it seemed like a good idea to put the nozzle on the hand. The problem is the trigger is still someplace around the elbow.
So
that's the thing. If we put the trigger on the hand, I can put the nozzle on the back, but then you'll literally be farting fire on people for this to work, and I don't think that's ideal.
Well, okay, sometimes your heart wants what it wants.
Can this be a rear firing plasma like fire explosion out of his rear vent when he pushes the button with his hand?
I mean, do we want to pursue this?
He cannot use the flamer. The flamer is attached.
Damn.
He can't use
the flamer.
The
flamer's attached, but he can't use it. All right, so it's attached to him, but somebody else has to trigger it.
Someone's got to go. Someone's got to go nuts to butts, or ride on his back or something to push the button.
Hey, I do we not get that have down
in the vault.
We this is before like your time with me, guys. But I do not have good luck riding on people's shoulders or backs, so we're not doing that.
Okay,
I think let me share what I'm picturing here real quick.
Yeah.
I think, Hazel, you were successful in attaching the flamer to his arm, but the way that you were successful is you literally just took the entire flamer, unmodified, and attached it to the arm. So not only can he not trigger it, but it's so heavy he can't lift up the arm anymore. It's just a flamer. It's like
fuel and all. He's just having to just dumbbells.
He just taped it onto the arm. Like, see, I can attach it.
Pat, well, see this bad boy? This bad boy goes for miles.
Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
You were successful in attaching it, but...
So if I can help him lift his arm and I can depress the trigger, then one of us, including me, can fire off the flamer. It's just he can't fire the flamer because he can't reach it with his other robo arm.
Yes, he did. Cool. He did the roll, and he failed the roll, so he cannot. He cannot use a flamer. He cannot use the thing that he has been gifted, unfortunately.
And we can't get it off of him because I was successful, so it's welded to him. Okay. Oh,
you can try to get it off. You can try to get it off of him.
Maybe we should try to get it off of me after we do some Master Blaster style action.
Yeah. Through the Frankie, you said you could build a fire. Like, is that?
I demonstrated this for you. Yes, you watched.
Yeah. That was like a pencil.
Frankie's got the skills. We're good.
Abel's going to start like frantically looking for like dry wood in the area. Like, okay, what can we? How can we? Let's see here. Do we have anything flammable here?
Is there that's like not welded to punchy?
Perception plus survival for a difficulty one. If you're looking for wood.
Wood.
Oh yeah, I'll do a roll.
Wait, do we have an abundance of wood?
No.
Not at this. Not one of our abundances of wood. Not that I can see.
No.
Not that I can see here.
No, I meant from the quiet year
thing. Yeah, that's I forget.
It's on the map. It's on the other side of the map.
Technically.
Man, my rolls are not happening tonight.
This is well landscaped carnivorous sunflower field.
Let's see. Perception.
It kind of looks like it's landscaped itself, but yeah, this thing has been tended. It's got like
I see so much fucking wood here.
Yeah, you find kindling and some like wood. Like you find like kindling of like the dead carnivorous plants or whatever. You find some like you could build a good fire, a nice fire.
With a roll that good, can I just have all of the materials I would need for building each of us torches?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to roll for building said torches?
If you could do a intelligence plus survival for difficulty one for me.
Okay. You generated three. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep generating them.
Yeah, just keep cranking it out.
Keep doing it. Okay.
So everybody has torches.
Okay. Can we light the torches with the flamer briefly?
If you made a fire.
You just need the pilot.
Oh, you're just making torches. You're not making a fire. Yeah. You're just making torches.
Yeah. We just need the pilot light. Like, it's.
Yeah, sure. We just need to do that.
We got the torches. All right. So the torches are on fire now.
Yes.
Yeah, that's about all Frankie's got.
Okay. How do the plants react to the fire?
So you want to go up there and try to, away.
If I go close and, like, brandish it, is it like a moth to flame? Or is it like, oh, no, fire? Or, like, is it still snapping at me?
I would say that's a charisma plus survival a difficulty two. Because you're trying to understand the social effects of an element to plants.
One, I don't know. It's a plant.
Two, I got a degree.
Well, if it gets up and runs away, that's bad.
I don't. I've got a degree in humans, and I still don't understand them.
You like try to get the flame near it, and it kind of like it like kind of senses that there's something there, and it starts to like. Chomp in the air, not exactly at the flame, but kind of just like up in the air a little bit.
Okay. It reacts maybe to the
CO2.
It reacts.
Possibly.
All right. What would happen if it's like chomping the air? What happens if I just let it chomp the lit torch?
Oh, if you like had it chomp the lit torch? Okay. Yeah. Could you do a. I would say that this would be a intelligence plus melee weapons for difficulty two to like not get your arm bitten off at the same time.
Yeah, sure. Can I spend an AP for this?
God, yes. You've already generated like five, please.
Just to test it on out.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, it goes down to, okay, I gotta pull this character sheet up now. Here we go. It goes down to attack your torch. And what happens is it actually goes down and chomps you for that many on your right arm or whatever. I don't know what arm you prefer to hold the torch in, but on your arm, you get 4 physical damage from the old chomp chomp. But you do manage to stick like this torch into its mouth, and it immediately like squeals up and like throws its head back. It does not like the flame. It does not like it one whatsoever. It is like burning. It is on fire. The head of it is definitely on fire, and it is just like flailing about.
Yikes! That's pretty.
Other plants react.
I would say that they are agitated.
Right.
Okay.
Mildly perturbed.
They don't like being set on fire.
And who does?
I really don't feel like I learned
relatable. Anything.
Nothing new.
I kind of figured the plants like, did not like being set on fire.
Like that, we learned nothing new.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it was a spectacle.
Kuda, had fun doing it.
Yeah, I mean it looked fun. I don't know about the bite part, but it looked fun. It did we learn anything new? Nothing likes to be set on fire. Nothing likes to be set on fire.
Yeah.
Well, guys,
just do we keep doing it?
Look, can we? You know, we've got this map. Let's just go. Let's just head out. Let's go towards the good house.
Yeah, we're
burning along the way.
You know what?
Blaze a path or something like that.
I honestly don't know at this point. It could be bad if we set everything on fire and have to run from a literal firestorm, though. Just FYI.
Punchy, how flame resistant are you?
I think I knew
that question was going to come up eventually.
Okay, so first, I definitely have a melting point. I don't want to find out what that is. And if your plan is to set me on fire and have me just run crazy through these plants, I think that sounds like a lot of fun. But it's kind of a danger that I don't want to take on right now. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm not saying set you on fire. I'm just saying strap the torches to you.
Oh.
While they're on fire.
All right. So we have a flamer. Yeah, okay. Maybe we could just set it so the flamer stays in the on and locked position till it's out of fuel, and he can just run through with it, you know, basically stuck in the on position. I mean, it's already attached, so.
Okay. All right. Since I am the focus of these plans, Hazel, like that plan. Let's, we used to, you put a brick onto the gas pedal, and then you just let the car go off a bridge, hide the body that way. That it's kind of that same idea. But then also just shove some torches in all my little gaping holes, so in case the plants kind of get close, they get burned. Okay, I can get on board with this plan.
I'm having second thoughts about this plan.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, come on! It was a good plan. You stick some torches in. Like I got a gap here by the tread. Just like kind of shove it in there. I don't feel anything down there.
Punchy, we don't have any bricks.
Like rip roaring. No, that was just a metaphor. Like metaphor. Take a piece of twine and you tie up the trigger.
I got a bandana.
Yeah, I mean,
sure.
So what we're talking about is attaching the torches to your body. While also spraying the flamer fuel.
Yeah, and I just go rip-roaring, bat out of hell, straight through all these plants.
I don't see what could go wrong.
What are they going to do?
I think sounds good.
You know what? I love roasted sunflower seeds. Let's do it.
I don't know a lot about robots. I do know some things about fire, and I do know some things about plants. And I feel like if you have a robot with a lot of fire around it running through plants, I just think that's going to work, guys. Yeah, I think that's going to go just fine.
I'm not great at math, but I think that formula adds up.
Right. Get out that bandana. Start placing some torches and tying down some triggers.
All right, so the game plan is to put Punchy through. He can attach all this stuff to him. What are the rest of you going to do while he's doing this? Are you just, like, coming up behind him?
Cheer him on? I don't know.
Stand back a little bit.
Okay, so you're just going to let him go through by himself.
What, you're not going to be behind me?
How many feet are you going to be behind him? Give me an estimate.
How fast can let him go by himself?
I'm just...
How fast are you going?
I was kind of thinking to let him go by himself.
A normal robot walk.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking you this question. How fast is a normal robot walk?
Yeah, this question concerns me greatly.
You know, he's got those treads.
I got the treads.
He's got treads.
I'm faster than
a Protectron, slower than an Assaultron.
Yeah, faster than a Protectron, slower than an Assaultron.
Okay, how about...
I do get a dash attack.
How about in game terms, I will stay in close range.
Okay, cool. What's Hazel and Frankie? What are you doing?
I don't think Frankie as a character knows better than to not just follow Abel. Me as a player thinks this is a bad idea.
Okay, cool. I don't care what you as a player think. Hazel, are you about the same? You're falling close?
I think this is a terrible idea, but I'm trying to help in a way that does the least amount of damage. I'm going to figure out how we can take this flamer and stick it in the on position, load it up with fuel, and maybe figure out like two or three spots we can put some of these torches sticking out in a way that if this goes horribly wrong, we can grab them and douse them as quickly as possible.
Okay, cool.
Anybody want to borrow a machete?
Yes.
Okay, have a machete.
Thank you. I very much appreciate that. I wonder if I could throw this.
Here's what's going to happen, okay?
Yes.
Punchy, in order to execute this, I'm going to have you roll. Now, let me finish before you start moaning and groaning. I'm going to have you roll an agility plus explosives for a difficulty 5. You will be getting a mixed success based on what you roll.
Can I help him with this since I'm actually helping to
roll? No. No.
Oh, no.
You have a different roll.
Use all the AP, man.
All right, Punchy. Mm-hmm. We're going to spend 6 AP so that you get 3 extra dice.
Yeah, I like it.
We want to try to make this stick. Okay.
All right. That was agility and explosives, correct?
Does anybody know if cerebrospinal fluid for robot brains is actually flammable or not?
There were a lot of words in that sentence I did not understand.
Okay. I don't know about flammable, but it will boil.
Before this action takes place, I want to be very clear about the torch placement. I would like torches placed... because there we have 3 torches, correct? Or 4 torches? Oh, no, because
you have 3 now. You have 3 now.
Okay, I want 2 placed, kind of jammed up close to my head, with, like flames going up here. So if a sunflower tries to bite my brain, it gets burned. And then I think because I've got a flame in the front, maybe a torch on my back to keep anything kind of away from the backside. So very clear that those are where the torches are.
We'll
see if it comes up.
That's actually good information. Thank you.
All right. I am going to be rolling now.
Oh, wow.
All right. Ooh. So you got 3 successes with that, which means...
Take your luck point.
Oh, yeah.
Take your luck point. Yes. So you, Punchy, you start rolling through there. And at first, all of a sudden... One of them comes right at you, and hits you for Five damage. I don't think that had that. That was just physical damage. Five damage. It just comes right and it bites you. But once it bites you, it realizes, oh crap, and pulls back. And as that message is sent back, it's on fire. It starts spreading fire. As you move forward, though, another tries to lunge at you, and hits you at that close range. And damage you see for four. Your head is protected, your back is protected, but you take five damage on your left arm and four damage on your right arm. But then the other plants start to recede as you are spreading this wave of fire from your torches and your flamethrower as you are marching through, and you realize that you are in the clear. You're going to make it to the end. You are just this onslaught of force and war and fire as you move through. Behind you, the three follow, and they realize that the danger of the plants is slowly receding, but the danger of the fire is there. And so the three of you, I will need you to do an agility plus explosives for a difficulty three, please.
How about everybody, we'll spend three AP, everybody gets a bonus die.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was agility explosives?
Didn't matter.
Yes. So Clark has zero successes from that. Abel has one success, and we're waiting on Hazel here. Also has zero successes from that. You all, as you're going along, I'll have to pull up the...
Well, in case we were curious how to make a situation go from bad to worse, we figured out how to do it expeditiously.
Yeah, I think we did great.
And there's one.
Well, we're certainly not worried about the sunflowers anymore.
It's true. Frankie, you receive two... let's see, that's two fire damage to your feet that's persistent, so you'll take another two as you get to the end, so it's a total of four damage to your right foot. I believe the next one was Abel. You are taking three fire damage to your what do you call it, feet, what do you call them, feet, the
foot fingers,
the and then Hazel, you take four fire damage. One of those is persistent, so in total five fire damage to your right foot. But you all race through this flaming inferno that, like, Punchy is just, like, absolutely setting everything on fire. You realize this is, like, almost like how, like, you explode anything in like, a sci-fi movie, like the Death Star. Like, there's just, like, fire racing behind you, like a constant jungle fire. And... So you make it to the end of this, and you all are so engulfed in fumes that you all just feel really like you just like huff some like cleaner or some stuff, like you
it's
all
like the, just the like poppy filled.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I have a question about the fire damage. Okay. Does it actually have the blast property, or are you just
no? Mm-mm.
Okay,
we're just using persistent.
Cool. Okay.
It's persistent because it's just—it's not an explosion on you. It's like a residual fire that you are.
I just want to check
hot coaling through.
Yep. I've got a armor mod that helps with blast. So.
Yep. And you all have made it through the this particular field of carnivorous plants, and you leave it in a smoking pile that is smoking into the air, as you can see the almost like wiggling screeches of the dying plants behind you. But in front of you is the location on your map known as the Good House.
Well,
anybody else feel like they're on jet?
I've never been on jet. I wouldn't know.
Okay. It's like being on jet, but without the benefits of being on jet.
So like being on fire. Yes, I think we all feel like we're on fire.
Yeah.
That.
That was amazing.
Mike, you're muted.
I did a that was a cool thing. That was cool.
That was awesome.
You guys got hurt, but Yeah, someone want to turn off this flamer? Because I'm just shooting flame.
Yeah, if you could just keep that pointed in a neutral direction.
I'll turn it off. Don't point it towards me. That was awesome. Yes, let's never do it again.
I hope this spooky house has someone who can fix a robot, because my arms got a little dinged up there from those planties. How are you guys doing?
No longer on fire.
Toasty, but I mean it's nothing I haven't had before.
Did it make you feel alive, like the feeling, like the burning?
I mean,
did it make you feel human again? I mean, human
again? I mean, I definitely felt.
Yeah. Hey, Punchy, how are you feeling there? You okay?
Now? I feel great. Cool. Did a cool thing. Okay. I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did a cool thing. Did it make you feel like human again?
No, I never felt more like a robot than I did racing with a flamer attached to me that I could not control, with torches sticking out of me. I did not feel human at all, Hazel.
It didn't.
Thank you for asking.
I didn't confuse you as a human for one moment.
It's worth. I have to say I've seen a lot of stuff in my short life that I've never seen anything like that before, and I really hope to never see it again.
Hey, you tell your grandkids about it.
If I'm lucky, sure. So what's with this house? Why is this house called the Good House? I mean, this is something that Fab would have considered good, right?
I'm going to give you a description of what that... I'm going to give you a description of what that house looks like. This is your typical modern 1950s household with a front door, two windowed areas, four at the top, two at the bottom, and then a garage that separates it. There's kind of like a third floor little hole right there, and the lights are on inside. The lights are filling up. Think Home Alone, like the lights are just filling up. It seems like that it is actively on.
That's a lovely mid-century modern house, apparently.
Oh, who's gonna knock?
Well,
what's knocking?
Sure, I'll go knock.
Sure.
Which one of you looks the most normal?
It's me.
Oh, yeah, it's probably. I don't know.
Yeah, he has a tail. Sure.
Miss Greenglass, maybe. Frankie, probably. Me.
She has a tail.
I have a tail. Okay, I have a tail, glowing. and it's a little bit. It's a little bit singed at the moment.
Thank Abel you. Glows. And, well, Punchy's a robot.
Robot. Yes. I could be pretending to sell something. That's a thing.
You could be pretending to sell flamers.
Also, your arms are all gnarled.
Yeah, right. Okay. Frankie, you're the normal one. You go knock.
Very normal.
What's this knocking?
Normal.
What's knocking?
Oh, it's like, instead, you don't just barge in. You tap on the door, wait for someone to answer it, and say, "Oh, hello, nice to see you, sir or madam. May we come in?" You just act like a polite, normal human being.
You ask. Wait, that's a thing.
Polite, normal.
It's a thing.
You like don't normal. Just walk like, in like it's.
You don't just walk in blasting.
Oh,
you
don't.
You walk in
blast. I don't blast, but. Like, people actually announce their,
sneak in like a creeper.
Well, they don't sneak either, but like, you just kind of like, you know, you walk in, you ask your question, or you know, someone walks in on you and you keep your door open all the time.
You know what? Maybe Punchy doing a door-to-door salesman shtick isn't a terrible idea.
Oh, I do have my fancy jacket I can put on. That makes me look like a professional.
Very professional.
I'd say it's worth a try.
I mean, it might be hard to get one sleeve on because of this flamer attached. So maybe just like if someone could just kind of help pull one sleeve on and kind of drape it over the other side.
Do you want me to remove the flamer? Do you want me to take that off? Okay.
Yeah, who knows how much fuel it even has left?
I don't know. I turned it off. It was still going pretty good. But, yeah. I am going to attempt to undo what I did before and disconnect.
I'm just going to allow you to do that for the sake of the scene, since that was already solved in the previous scene. So you do not have a flamer attached to you anymore. I think, was Frankie already knocking, or is Punchy going to knock? What's going on here?
I think they're still debating.
I will go up and knock. Who the
most normal will be.
Okay. All right, so Punchy's going to knock.
I'll go knock. I'll roll up. All right,
you hear, you go up to this door and you knock on it, and this is a green door, and you look at the house, and actually the top of the house is like weirdly covered in like some like ooze from the top. It seems like the windows are kind of leaking it too. It's kind of green in this like weird looking way. The door itself, you hear behind it a kind of, and the door opens, and before you stands a Patektron that's kind of scrapped together. A lot of its different parts don't look like they are industry standard. It's kind of like pieced and parted together. It is holding a towel in its right pincer and looks at you and says, "Greetings, neighbor. Welcome to Good House Residence. Can I help you?"
Yes, my good friend and neighbor. I am here to visit the master of the house and introduce myself. My name is Mr. Puncherello.